From the studios of Books in Motion in Spokane, Washington, this is Jack Sonderegger reading Soul Harvest by Tim LaHaye and Jerry B. Jenkins. Now, let's begin with Soul Harvest. Prologue. Buck's heart sank as he saw the steeple of New Hope Village Church. It had to be less than 600 yards away, but the earth was still churning. Things were still crashing. Huge trees fell and dragged power lines into the street. The closer he got to the church, the emptier he felt in his heart. That steeple was the only thing standing. Its base rested at ground level. The lights of the Range Rover illuminated pews sitting incongruously in neat rows, some of them unscathed. The rest of the sanctuary, the high-arched beams, the stained-glass windows, all gone. The administration building, the classrooms, the offices were flattened to the ground in a pile of bricks and glass and mortar. One car was visible in a crater in what used to be the parking lot. The bottom of the car was flat on the ground, all four tires blown, axles broken. Two bare human legs protruded from under the car. Buck stopped the Range Rover 100 feet from that mess in the parking lot. His door would not open. He loosened his seatbelt and climbed out the passenger side. And suddenly the earthquake stopped. The sun reappeared. It was a bright, sunshiny Monday morning in Mount Prospect, Illinois. Buck felt every bone in his body. He staggered over the uneven ground toward that little flattened car. When he was close enough, he saw that the crushed body was missing a shoe. The one that